comes with his friends, this year should be a special schus for Gilas Shana Bas Nechagitl, Simcha Ben Nechagitl, Adina Bas Sheva Bas Nechagitl, Shoshana Bas Devar Gitl, Bracha Batzlach, Bracha Maseh Adem, Ravram Noach Ben Racha, Bracha Batzlach, Bracha Maseh Yadav. In Yevamos and Avtesam at Aleph, in Tosas Tibor Maschil, Vaharei, they write as follows, B'chol Duchti Pshita Leila Hashas, everywhere we find, it's Pashat to the Gemara, the Chayve Lavin L'Rebbe Akiva, Dharma Ein Kedushin Toysen B'chayve Lavin, Lav B'nei Chalitze V'yibim Neno Kumo Chayve Krisis. That according to Rabbi Akiva, we have a rule that if there's an Isser Lav between a man and a woman, Kedushin are not Tofes, not only if there's a Chiyuv Karis, that's everybody holds, but Rabbi Akiva goes further. He says even if there's an Isser Lav, Kedushin are not Tofes B'chayve Lavin, and in such an instance, it's Pasha to the Gemara that they're also Lav B'nei Chalitza V'yibum, they also can't do Chalitza Nibum, just like Chayve Krisis can't do Chalitza Nibum. So Rabbi Akiva has a Shidruk for Chayve Lavin, he makes them like Chayve Krisis. He also says Kedushin aren't Tofes. Memela, they're also not B'nei Chalitza Nibum, just like Chayve Krisis you can't do Chalitza Nibum with. So to Chayve Lavin, Hacha says Tofes here in Yavamis Tess, and Uveha Arel in Yavamis Ayin Tess Amid Beis, Gabe Psua Dako Kruz Shafcha, by those people with those health issues that are not allowed to come into the call, or Perek Dalet Mises, Sanhedrin Gimel and Beis, Fractosis now, the Kasha of Etei Malari, Amai Lor Minin Amal Rabbi Akiva Lassay Asif Doichel Let Chilos Asay. Why according to Rabbi Akiva do we not say, let the Asay of doing Chalitza and Yibum come in Midoichel Lelos Asay of this marriage? That's Tosis's question. So to review Tosis's question, in Yavam's famous Kasha, how does the Gemara know, why is it so pushy to the Gemara that according to Rabbi Akiva, Chayve Lavin are not B'nei Chalitza V'Yibum? Why not? Let the assay of getting, doing Chalitza V'Yibum be Doicha D'Los assay of this union. Yeah. So the Gemara understands, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's so chamor to marry a Chayve Lav that there's no Chalitza V'Yibum. But why? Let the assay come be Doicha D'Los assay. The Avnei Miluim, Yudches, Sif Kotna Aleph, wants to be Miyashiv based on the very, very Bakant famous Rashi in Yevamis, Memtes Amid Beis, Dibor Maschil Dav Tafsi Bo Kedushin, the Bechom Mokom Damrin and Ein Kedushin Tofsim. Whenever we say that Kedushin aren't Tofes, we're not only talking about the Hatpasa of the Chatchila, that the marriage doesn't take hold in the first place, but we're also talking about holding on to the Kedushin. In other words, if Kedushin's already Chal, and then something happens that is going to make them usher to be married in the first place, that is also mafkia the Kedushin, as the famous of Yosef Engel discussed, this very gishmak sugya. We've already had a shir on this in the past, at least one. Al kopanim, you see this yisod from Rashi, that once somebody's already married, if something happens that's going to cause it to be usher for them to be married, the whole marriage is dissolved. Continues the Avnei Miluim. V'kevan the Kedushin, since Kedushin are not chal lizman, like it says in the Ran Nedarim Chav Tesamad Al Divar Maschom Le'Abaye. So even if we say that the essay of getting married with Chalitza or Yibum or Chalitza is going to be Doicha Lelosa, say it's only going to be a one shot deal. He's only Mutter Bebir Rishona, as we see in Yevamos Chav Amid Beis. So you can't say that the essay is Doicha Lelosa say. Why? Because since it's only going to be for one time that the essay is going to be Doicha Lelosa say, and the Kedushin is only going to be Bizman, Lizman, and it's going to be afterwards Nifka Mimela. It's going to go away automatically. So if so, if they're only going to be together once, and you hold Rabbi Akiva that Ein Kedushin Tofsim B'Chayvei Lavin, so if you want to say that the essay is going to be Doicha Lelos essay, then what's going to happen? They're going to have their bia once, and they're going to be usher afterwards. Because when we say essay Doicha Lelos essay, it's only the bia Rishona. But if that's the case, then they can't even have Bia Rishona. Because we have a rule that Kiddushin are not Chal Izman. Kiddushin cannot be done originally only temporarily. Since Kiddushin can't be done only temporarily, so the very moment that this couple gets married, the very moment that this couple does Yibum, it's now going to be off. So this is going to be, by definition, a marriage Lizman. Because the Esed Ochalosis only allows them to be together once. And then that's it. The marriage is off because they can't be together again. The holy Yibum is off because they can't be together again. So that means that this whole, the beginning of the union, even the first Bia, is predicated on something only temporarily. And then it's going to go away because according to Rabbi Akiva, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin B'chai Be'lavin. You want to say let them be together once and do Yibum? The answer is no. Because since we know that this is only going to be a Yibum Lizman, and it's automatically going to be cancelled afterwards, it doesn't come take hold in the first place. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, Ein Kiddushin Tofsin B'chai Be'lavin. So the Kiddushin is going to necessarily be dissolved. And since the Kiddushin is going to necessarily be dissolved after the first time, that means that it's Kiddushin Lizman, and Kiddushin Lizman doesn't count. And therefore, to do Yibum one time is nothing. It's not even a mitzvah, so we can't say Esei Docha Lo Seseh. That's the teretz of the Avnei Miluim. However, Rav Amiel in his Sefer Darkei Kinyanim Shmaitz Zion says that Agav Churfei Shachach HaGoin, that because of his Charifus he forgot that a whole Sugi and Yevamos is going to be superfluous, because the Sugi and Yevamos of Aleha, that one is not allowed to do Yibum with his wife's sister, because there you have to deal with the issue of one's not allowed to be together with his wife's sister. So why do you need the pasuk of Aleha to tell you that even though you would say that asi esei v'doicha loisisei sheyesh bo krisus, you might think that, and therefore let the essay of Yibum come and be doicha the loisisei that has kares of being with one's wife's sister. So kamashul on the aleha, that one is not allowed to. So that's that whole sugya. It's a long sugya at the beginning of Yevamos. So if that's the case, if not for the fact that we have a special limud, that ein esei docha lo seseh sheyesh bo krisus, then they would have had to do Yibum. And in our case, there's no kares involved. Sof sof krisus ein bazeh. Since there's no kares here, so we don't have the special gilui that Yibum should not be done. Where do you have a gil that Yibum should not be done if it's mamshechi of kares? But here you have no such gilui. It's only a lav. So therefore, if the Avnei Miluim were correct, we wouldn't need that whole sugya and from Gimel Amud Beis and on in Yevamos. Because if we're talking about Chai Bei Krisus, then what's the Havamina? Since it's only going to be a one-time or one-shot deal, and then automatically the marriage is going to be dissolved, that means it's only Lizman, and therefore it's not Chal in the first place, and there's no mitzvah. So there's nothing to talk about. And yet the Gemara talks about it a lot. And the Gemara needs the Pasuk. So it must be that despite the fact that we're dealing with Chai Bei Krisus and a marriage that's going to be dissolved, you need a special limit to tell you that they shouldn't do it anyway. But if it's only a Chai Bei Lav, then it would seem that they should, the essay should be Docha the Los Essay. And not only that, it would seem that this is against the Gemara Mufereshes in Gittin Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. There we pass. Gin Alpha Bishamra Makadish Chatzi Ishein Mekudeshes. Avochetzi Shivcha Ochetzi Batzchorin Shneskatchi Kedushay Kedushin. My time, Mahasu Shia B'Kinyano, Hachal Shia B'Kinyano. Even though we say that if a person Makadish half woman, she's not Mekudeshes, but if she's a half Shivcha Batzchorin, she has Kedushin. The Kedushin's a Kedushin. Why? Because there he's Meshayer B'Kinyano. He left over in the Kinyan. He's only marrying half a woman, but here he wasn't Meshayer B'Kinyano. He took the whole thing. Everything he could take, he took. He took because she's only half Shivcha, so he took that half. The half that's not a Shivcha. So even if we assume that if a person's Mekadesh Ishul is man, the Kedushin are not Chal, that's Dafka when he is Meshayer B'Kinyonov. That's Dafka when he's Meshayer B'Kinyonov. Because he's leaving it over. He's only making a partial kinyan. Why is he only doing it lizman? But if the chisaron that it's only a temporary marriage is machmas iser, then it's davar she'eino tzarich lefanim. It's pashut that lekol apachos the kedushin are going to be chal in the time that they can be chal. He's grabbing whatever he can grab. If he himself is limiting it, his mishayer b'kinyano, he's making it a limited time bound kedushin. So then it's not doesn't work. Like just marrying half an Isha doesn't work. But if he's marrying her all that he can, he's doing Yibam for all that he can, at least one time, then it should work. Just like by Shivcha, half Shivcha, half Aschor, and it works for it, it can work. What's even more peladic is the assumption of the Avnei Miluim, which seems to be Mufrechas Meikara, that he brings a Makor from Nidarim. That it says, it's like somebody says to a woman, Hayom at ishti, ulamachor I at ishti. It's not Kedushin. That's his source in Nedarim. The only problem is, the Lashon of the Gemara is, Ilu amar hayom at ishti, ulamachor I at ishti, mi nafka below get. If you say, today you're my wife and tomorrow you're not my wife, does she go out without a get? In other words, Adarabba, Kedushin Lizman, Archa Le'olam. See here also? Can't say that it's automatically giving Nifka afterwards. Kedushin Lizman is really Kedushin Le'olam. So as far as the third Kasha goes, I'm not so sure what Rav Amiel is so upset about, because the Avnei Milun quoted the Ran. So in Taka, the Lashon of the Gemara there is Ma ilu amar liisha hayom at ishti lemachor I at ishti minafka below get. But then Abai comes in the Gemara and says a few lines later, Kedush saguf lo pacha bichdi, Kedush saguf does go away. And the Ran there says that Abai is holding that Abai demaksha achi polignami v'sfirle dorm liisha hayom at ishti lemachor I at ishti lemachor nafka below get. Maybe Taka Abai holds that way, that she does go out without a get, and therefore temporary kedushin doesn't work. So I'm not really so sure what the third kasha is, but the first two kashas we have. So we can to summarize what we learned. We have the kasha of Tosfos, who says how does it so push it to the Gemara that according to Rabbi Akiva, chayve lav and are not b'lei chalitza in yibum, and then we have the teretz of the Avnei Miluim, who says that this is only going to be a temporary marriage, then it's going to fall away. Temporary marriages don't work, and it's only going to be a temporary marriage because any marriage that something is, that there's some maisa that's going to make it go away, if there's some maisa that's going to make them not be married in the first place, it also dissolves an already existing marriage. So here, we know that afterwards the marriage is going to be dissolved, because they're going to be chayvei lavin, where there's no kedushin, and you wanted them to be together the first time, but then it's only going to be lizman, and kedushin lizman doesn't work. That was the teretz of the Ran, as to a teretz of where the Abnei Miluim, as to why it's so pasha to the Gemara that according to Rabbi Akiva there's no yibum with Chayvei Lavin. And then on that, Rav Amiel asked three questions. He says, then the whole sugya of Aleh is miyutar. Because the whole sugya of Aleh is assuming that you need a special pasuk to tell you that Aseh is not docha lo se sheish bokaris. But without that, without the pasuk, it wouldn't be docha. Without the pasuk, an Aseh would be docha lo se sheish bokaris. And here also, here you don't have a pasuk, so we just left with a los essay, and let the essay be docha the los essay. And also here, he's marrying her for as long as he can. He wasn't mishai or bikinyan. And number three, lashon of the Gemara is not like that. So it's, we saw the taka machlokas in the Gemara. There's one opinion in the Gemara that if you marry lizman, it is forever. Another opinion says to marry lizman, it is not forever. Akopanim, according to lashon of the Gemara, for the Ran, if you're marrying Lizman, it is forever, so let them here be married Lizman. And it does work. So that's what we learned. And in Mitzvah Shem, in the next year, we will present the very brilliant resolution to this problem offered by Hagoin, Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel. There's also Rav Shimon on this, Rav Shmuel, a lot of very, very good Torah. So, Old Chazon, Amoy Blina there. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.